Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I am not one that's big on New Year's resolutions because they don't usually work too well. And then at the same time, it'll sound like a contradiction, maybe it is a little bit. I do believe the new year is a good time to start again with some things, to get some things better, to improve, do things different. It's a good time to start over. I want to try and deal with that a little bit this morning. I want to try and deal with a clean slate. I was praying the other day and I thought about, don't know how in the world I got to this point, but I was thinking about, well, what if I'm wrong? And it wasn't one of the things where I was fearful or doubtful. I just thought about, well, I mean, there's got to be something I'm wrong about. Now, I'm sorry. I know you didn't know that, didn't realize that. I'm sorry I popped your bubble. But there's certainly something I'm wrong about, and I thought it would sure be good to just go to the Bible and read it like you had never read it before, with no preconceived ideas or thoughts, and just see what it says. Or to even go to prayer like you've never prayed before, and you realize you can talk to God, you realize all that connection, all that, and you have access and all those things, but you just talk to Him. Or you come to church like you've never come before. Not the same old thing, here we go again. Not anything that we are coming already familiar, already expecting, and we go home not surprised. But if you could just have a clean slate and everything seem fresh and new like the first time you ever did it, I believe it would be a good thing. If that is to be done, I do know this, all the back there, all the yesterday, all the 2024 needs to be gotten rid of. Before you can really start again, you have to get rid of the past. If your life is written in a notebook, all the experiences, the good, the bad, all the successes or the failures, and you want to start again, before you can start again, here's what you got to do. You got to take out the past and get rid of it. That's what I want to try and deal with this morning. I'll not even really get started. Doesn't surprise you a bit. A clean slate. Look in Ephesians 4:22. That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Paul says in verse 24 that you put on the new stuff, new spirit, new life. But before he talks about the new, he says in verse 22 that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. He says before you put on the new, you better take off the old. I want to mention first, as far as a clean slate, the past we need to forget. You must rip out the pages of your life and get rid of them that would hurt and harm you. If you want a new beginning, you must get rid of the old. That's what the Lord says. Some things in my life, in my past, I wish I could undo and redo. I can't. but I can do something to put them so in my past to help me not do it again, or help me to not be haunted by the past. The past can be our friend, and it also can be our enemy. It can be helpful or hindering. Paul said there's some things you need to forget, putting those things off. The words "put off" literally means to get rid of. It doesn't mean this, to rip out. That's what I just did. To put it in the past. The former things, the previous things, the past things. Paul says that to the Philippians when he says in Philippians 3:13, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I put it behind me." It literally means to loose out of the mind. In other words, to let it go. To turn loose of them. There are a lot of things in our past that are hurtful and harmful. Maybe even in the recent days of your past, you have been hurt or wounded. With any problem we endure, with any situation we go through that hurts or harms and wounds, there are two obstacles. First, getting through the event itself. Getting through what's going on right now. But then there's another obstacle. Not only getting through it, but getting over it. For instance, someone you care about passes away. There's that immediate shock, that hurt, that broken heart. There's the experience of the funeral. Then the funeral's gone by and people have gone home and you have gotten through the initial hurt, the initial heartache, but then you are left with this. How do I get over what I have been through? It may be later on and you're still thinking, well, I need to call them or I miss them or my heart still breaks and I think about them. I can't get my mind off of it. Maybe there's that kind of hurt in your past. Maybe there's someone who has hurt you. They said something. They did something. They didn't say something. They didn't do something they should have. And that hurt is embedded, and you think about it, and it angers you, and it hurts you, and it breaks your heart, and you wonder, how in the world could they have done such a thing to me? There is that initial hurt. But then as time goes by, there's the obstacle of getting over it, of really putting it behind you. Maybe you yourself have done something and that you failed God or did something you know He's not pleased with and you are battling the initial, I failed Him. I have confessed it. I haven't gotten right and I haven't gotten through that, but now I keep thinking, how could I have done such a thing? I feel so unworthy. I feel so dirty. How could I, after He's done so much for me, do something like that to Him? There's the obstacle of facing the initial problem, but there's the obstacle of getting over it. And Paul says, put all that in the past. I say this morning, that isn't easy. That is not easy, but it's possible, or He would not have told us to do it. I want to mention some things about getting help from the past issues of life. I'm talking this morning about a new slate, a new start. I begin by saying this, putting the past in the past, and leaving it there. How do you put the past in the past? My first thought is this. There are times you need a doctor. My message this morning is related much of it to hurt. Things that have hurt us. Wounds we have gotten in the past. that we are still dealing with. How do I put that in the past? I tell you this morning, there are times you have to go to the doctor. Grandma's cure is just not enough. Getting some rest is not sufficient. You have to go, listen to this, to the physician. You have to go to someone who can help you, who is knowledgeable enough to know what needs to be done and equipped to give you that will help you with that wound, that hurt that's still bothering you. I say this morning, every time we're wounded, we need to go to the doctor. We cannot handle it on our own. We have tried that and failed. We must go to the physician. We must go to the professional, the one who is equipped and is able to help us. I want to say this morning, we always need Him. And I want to say very clearly, are you listening? He can help you. He can help me. Number one, go to the doctor. Number two, very simple message. We first need to realize I need to go to the doctor. Number two, so simple. Realize it could be worse. And you say, preacher, you're wasting our time. That's not even worth mentioning with a message like you're talking about. I think it is. So many times we are so centered on our problem, our hurt, what happened to us, our wound, our problem, our situation right now, that we forget we are still blessed. God has still been good to me. It doesn't matter what I'm going through right now, my God has been good to me. And I tell you what, you don't have to look far to find somebody facing something worse than you're facing. So I'm telling you, I know there's some people in this building who have hurt over the last few months. And right now you're going through things about to rip you apart. But I want to tell you, God's still been good to you. And there are people who are going through worse situations than you are. And you say, well, big deal. I want to tell you, it is a big deal. Because when I see somebody going through something worse than I am, hopefully it will create in me a thankful heart. Not that they're hurting, not that they're going through worse than I am, but that God has been good to me. And me realizing it could be worse, hopefully will avoid me from getting bitter, from getting angry at God. I say this evening, oh, we better realize it could be worse. I want to say number three. I'm talking about a clean slate. Right now we're talking about how in the world can I put the past in the past and leave it there. Number three, if it is your fault, you must confess and repent and accept His forgiveness. Right. Now we just will admit this. Some of our hurt, some of our wounds are our own fault. We did something dumb, or we have not been doing what we should have been doing, and that's led us to where we're at. We just well be honest. Some things are our fault. We did something we should not have done, and if it is our fault, we must acknowledge I did wrong. Not try to excuse ourselves. Not try to explain it away. If they had not done what they did, I would not have done what I did. Had I not been going through what I was going through, I would not have done what I did. Could I say this morning, you have a God who loves you, but He will not accept your excuses or mine. There are no excuses for our failure or our sin. God does not say, oh, I understand that. It's okay. There are no excuses. There are no good reasons for us failing God or doing something we should not have done. So if it is our fault, we must confess it, must repent, and must accept His forgiveness. You say, how do I know if it's my fault or not? Did you notice my pause? I underline my pause because I want you to listen to the next statement. Ask God. Ask Him. And guess what? If it is your fault or mine, He will tell us. Because I promise you something. There ain't nobody in the universe who wants us to get right more than He does. And there's nobody in God's creation who wants us to be forgiven more than He does. So if we have done something that we should not have, if we have sinned in some way or failed God in some way, if we ask Him and listen, I promise you He will tell us. So if it is our fault, we need to confess, repent, and accept His forgiveness. We must claim 1 John 1:9. If we confess, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We must confess it no matter what the circumstances. Number four, I'm talking about a clean slate, ripping out the past, getting rid of it. How do we do that? Especially those things that hurt us, especially those things that we're carrying right now, those weights that are in our lives and our thoughts and our mind. Number four, give yourself time to heal. Right. I mentioned in my explanation earlier about a funeral. Well, I just want to tell you, if somebody we care about dies, it is right to mourn. It is okay to weep. Jesus wept at Lazarus' funeral. And it is right and understandable for someone to go through a period of grief when something like that happens. And there are times when we go through things that hurt us that is a natural, normal experience to go through a time of hurt, maybe mourning, maybe even brokenness. It takes time to heal. If you cut yourself, it takes time to heal the wound. But there comes a time when the healing should be accomplished and the anguish and mourning and hurting should be over. If I cut my toe this morning, do not be surprised if I come in Wednesday limping a little bit. But if it's 6 months from now when that toe is healed, I still come in limping, there's something wrong. There is a limited amount of time for a wound to heal. And every wound is different. A scratch on the toe will be quicker healing than a slice down your back. But there is a limited time where we should go through the process of healing and then get over it. I say that as kindly as I can. Allow yourself time to heal, but realize it can go too far. And if this natural healing process of our mind and spirit goes too far, it becomes self-pity. And self-pity is idolatry. because it is me putting me above God, suddenly I am the focus. I am the one. I am the thing that's most important. There needs to be a time when we allow ourselves to heal, but then we realize it is time to move on. I am not saying never think about it. I'm not saying if you got a loved one that's passed away, you should never think and miss them. I'm not saying that. But that healing time, that process needs to come and go. We need to get better. I do not say that mean. I do not say that harshly. I am saying that's what God wants. He wants us to heal. Number six, how do you put the past in the past? Change your habits. If we do the same thing in 2025 that we did in 24, we're probably going to end up at 26 the same way we are now. Changing our habits, doing things different, changing what we do, changing how we think, changing how we act. I'll mention a couple of things, move to my next point. Change your habits. Do the right thing instead of the wrong thing. Doing the wrong thing causes hurt. It wounds us. That is why we hurt now sometimes. I've already mentioned some of it's our fault. So change your habits. Start doing what you should be doing. I can mention some things. I suggest some things. Number one, devour this book. Fall in love with the Bible again. Get in this book. Beg God to speak to you. Slowly read it and study it. Let it speak to your heart. Do not read it like a book report. Do not read it like the newspaper. Read it like a love letter from your Father. Devour this book. Get in it and let it get in you. I say the second thing, you will not be surprised. Find time on your knees with God. Get you a prayer closet. Get you somewhere to where you can say that is where I meet my Father. And spend time, extended time with Him. I have been delighted once again, even today, in getting up knowing my day would be filled, very busy, and saying, I'm going to rest in Him for a few minutes. I'm going to let everything go and spend some time with Him. Spend time with your Father. You'll never get help. Things will never be changed. Things will be the same thing at the end of this year as they are right now. We don't change our habits. Things need to be different. We need to change what we're doing. Part of that is our prayer life. Become a prayer. The next thing, worship God. I want to read one verse. I can read 100. Psalm 18, beginning in verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. My Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, and my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. David said those words to his God when he was going through a horrible experience, terrible experience. And yet he looked to his God and worshiped. You read the verses following, it'll help him to do that. Learn to worship. Forget about everything else and worship your God. Focus on Him. Talk to Him. Tell Him how good He is, how powerful He is, how holy He is, how right He is. Tell Him how you feel. It'll help you go through what you're going through by changing your habits, by doing what you should do. I can hear in somebody's mind, preacher, you tell us that all the time. You are always telling us, read the Bible, pray, come to church. do right. You want to know why I do that? Because reading the Bible, praying, coming to church and doing right will help you. If you have a sinus infection and you go to the doctor, he will give you a prescription and tell you what to do and send you home. If in 3 months you go back with another sinus infection, he will give you the same medicine with the same instructions. You know why? Because it helps. If you go back 2 years, that same doctor will give you the same medicine with the same instructions, because that's how you deal with a sinus infection. I'm telling you, those things I just mentioned will help us if we really do it. I'm telling you, that's what God designed. If we won't just halfway read, if we won't just halfway pray, if we don't just half-heartedly come to church, if we don't half-heartedly worship, it'll help you to get through what you're going through. Number six, allow yourself to accept His help. Allow yourself to accept His help. Your God is able to help you with what you're going through, with what's hurting you. He is able to help us with what has afflicted us from our past. He is able to help us put it in the past and leave it there. He not only is able, could I say this? Could you hear me? Can you hear me? Listen, He wants to. He wants to. Could I say something else? It is okay to get help. Some things we go through, I believe it's the devil and I believe it's us, that we feel like if we really put it behind us, that it isn't right to do it. I mean, my loved one passed away and I'm supposed to put it in the past? Yes, you are. Don't stop loving them. Don't even stop missing them to a point. But them passing, especially if they were a believer, should not bind us for the rest of our lives. Surely we do not think the Lord wants that. So be willing to accept His help. It is okay to have His peace. It is okay to smile again. It is okay to have joy. He wants you to have it. He wants you to get through what you've gone through. He wants to deliver you. He wants to help you. It does not matter how severe the hurt. It does not matter what you face. He wants to help you. He is able to help you. Come to Him. Remember what Jesus said, "My peace give I unto thee." Accept it. Come to Him, Lord. I can't help myself. I can't make it any better. Lord, please, open my heart, open my mind, open my will to You. Oh, God, heal me, help me, help me, Lord, take it. Oh, let Him take it from you and give you peace. And then the last thing, officially put it behind you. I don't know if you need to do it literally, but it'd be good to just draw a line and say, there's a place. This is the end. I am giving this to God. It is His. Remind you, how many times have I taken my handkerchief and laid it on this altar and said, Lord, this is my problem. This is my need. I give it to You. And I'm telling you, I've told you before, there's been times it's been so real. When I opened my eyes, I expected the handkerchief to be gone. Because I said, I have tried as much as I can, and I have gone as far as I can. God, I can't handle it. Oh, God, it's Yours. I reread a letter that I wrote to God years ago when we still lived in the trailer. Sit on the edge of the bathtub wrote that letter to God, sent a booklet right back there. And I didn't have sin in my life. I hadn't walked away from God, but He had broken me. He had broken me down and shown me myself and my helplessness and hopelessness without Him. And I, in that letter, apologized to God for making such a mess of my life, even though I was not in sin, but I saw myself as nothing. And I said, right here, right now, I give it to You. It is Yours. And I remember even now the relief that came, but those days that followed, the difference in my mind, in my spirit, in my heart, the significant difference when I finally said, God, it is Yours. There's a cross right in that room over there that still have nails with notes on it where people in this church said, I'm giving to God. I'm nailing to the cross. Give it to Him. Let it be officially put behind you. I'll say a couple of things. I'm done. By saying this is the end, I officially give it to God. The devil will say, it's too early. If you go to get surgery tomorrow morning, when you wake up from the anesthesia, there's a good chance there's going to be a doctor or a nurse standing there and saying, get up. You can have knee replacement surgery. You can have hip replacement surgery. And when they get you awake enough to where you're not wobbly, they will say, get up. And I want to say, are you kidding me? I ain't ready. And when they make me get up, I am probably going to say, it hurts. I ain't ready. It's too early. And your spirit and mind will say, when you try to put the past in the past, you will probably hear, it hurts, I ain't ready. It hurts too much now. I'm not ready to start over. But that doctor will tell you, if you don't get up, in spite of the pain, you're going to make yourself worse. A new slate. 2024 is gone. There's a new year, and to be honest, I don't even care. My message is not a New Year's resolution message. It is a new beginning message. No matter what the date, we can learn from the past, but we can't change it. But we can learn from the past enough to do better in the future. Let's stand together.